Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Aaron from IMS Law.
Thanks, Aaron. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak with Lorraine, please?
Speak on.
Hi, Lorraine. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from IMS Law in regards to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Uh-huh.
Okay, is now a good time to talk?
Sorry?
Is now a good time to talk?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, Lorraine. What I want to do is I'm just going to go through your application with you and make sure all the details are correct. And if everything's all going well, I can potentially get statements off you in regards to your time and care, if that's all well and good with yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Lorraine, so just for data protection, can I confirm your full name for me, please?
Lorraine Docherty.
Perfect, okay. And Lorraine, what's the address that you currently reside at, please?
27 Robert Smith Court, Llanfynnan, which is spelled L. I'll wait till you're needing that.
That's okay. Did you say Robert Smith?
Uh-huh, Robert Smith Court.
Okay, and is that in Cowdenbeath?
Uh-huh, it's just a wee village outside Cowdenbeath, but they usually put near Cowdenbeath anyway.
Ah, right, okay, not a problem.
So have you got one for an eye?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Aye.
Pull all that in for you. Okay, and Lorraine, what is your date of birth, please?
The 8th of the 6th, 1966.
So that's the 8th. The 8th of the 6th, 1966.
Aye.
Okay, and do you have any middle names at all, Lorraine?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, and when it comes to contacting yourself, what's the best way to get in contact with you? Is it by phone, is it?
Well, aye, or email, and the phone, aye.
Okay, not a problem. Are we okay to send you text messages as well, if need be?
Uh-huh, aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Lorraine, and have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
Okay, and would you like to add a beneficiary to your application at all?
Yes, Courtney Belton.
And could you spell that surname for me?
It's B-E-L-T-O-N. That's my daughter.
Your daughter, okay, perfect. Okay, and what's your daughter's telephone number, please?
Oh, I would need to go into the screen, son, and I didn't care if that's the same one.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's take your time. Thank you. Are you still there, Lorraine?
I am still here, I can.
Yeah, no, that's fine. If you are struggling to find it, you are more than welcome to send it through to us at a later date. That's completely fine.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were busy doing something.
Yeah, not my bad. Sorry, I was just... completely my bad. I was just after Courtney's mobile number, for, just in case you have...
I'll have to text it to you.
Yeah, no, that's completely fine.
I was sitting here thinking that you were doing something.
Sorry, I thought you were looking for that number. That's absolutely fine. That's not a problem. Okay, Lorraine, so when it comes to the Scottish Redress Scheme, what happens is you can go for two types of payments, or shall we say compensation, when it comes to it. You can get a fixed payment of up to £10,000. That's just solely £10,000, nothing more, nothing less, and the scheme don't really look into your case as much. There's option two of the individually assessed payment, where you can get up to £100,000. What will happen there is obviously your case will be assessed. They'll look into the details of what's unfortunately happened to yourself and the wrongdoing you've experienced during your time in care. And you know, you get between £10,000 and £100,000. I'd say probably 99.8% of our clients go for the individually assessed payment. Obviously, it's entirely up to yourself. I can't advise you on what to do or what to choose. But what I can advise, obviously, is if you go for the 10 or if you go for the 100,000, they both have the same time frame. Like, one's not quicker than the other, if that makes sense. So what would you like to do?
I think I'll go for the assessed one.
Yeah, the individually assessed one.
Okay,
that's not the problem. Okay, and just for clarification, have you applied to the Scottish Redress Scheme themselves for like any sort of advance payments or anything like that?
I had actually done answered the thing on Facebook before. And a company from England phoned.
But at the time,
I was going through a bit of mental health thing. I started getting texts asking for bank details and that, and I panicked and just left it. Sent a letter, Aether, I think it was called. Sent a letter saying that because I was answering the phone and that, I wasn't sure who it was. And my son's put something on my phone now, so it tells me.
Yeah.
So anyway, they sent a letter saying because I had me answered or something that they were doing away with it. Came with the claim and that I spoke to the guy for about 2 hours on the phone.
Oh wow, okay, yeah.
So I'd asked my son if he would contact them and say to them, look, my mum just panicked and that when he started asking about bank details and all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but they never got back to me.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't know if that law firm is still acting on your behalf or whether it's closed?
I don't think they have, son, that's what I'm saying. They sent a letter, more or less, saying that they were going to hate to close it because I had nae ken like being answered and not to them.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's not a problem. Okay, and were you known by any other names during your time in care?
No.
No, okay. And have you changed your name legally by Deepold or anything like
that?
No. Okay.
I was married at one point, but that's nothing to do yet. That was well after care, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, yeah, I understand that. Okay, Larry, what I'll need to do as well is I just need to grab the names of your mother and father, if known. The only reason for that and the reason why I ask is because some of the local authorities within the Scottish region, because you was in care under the age of 18, they file your records under your mum and dad's name, with you obviously being under 18. So am I able to just grab them names? So obviously when we do come to request your records, we've got that at hand.
My father's Daniel Docherty.
Daniel Docherty, yep. And your mum's name?
Lillian Kendall. She's got quite a long name though. Lillian Melrose Stark Kendall.
Okay, and is that Kendall with K-E-N-D-A-double-L or one L?
I think it's just one L.
Okay.
When I used to write her letters, I used to put two N's and all that, but I think it is just one.
Yeah, okay. Not a problem, thank you very much for that. And am I able to grab the details of where you're registered with your GP practice, please, if that's okay?
At Stenhouse Street, Cowdenbeath. It's just Cowdenbeath Medical Practice, Stenhouse Street.
So where are you at then, if you
get
this back on track?
Are we going
back to the
800
clients?
I have put that here. And Lorraine, could you potentially remember an address that you lived in prior to being in care at all? If you don't remember the address, maybe potentially the town that you lived in?
Well, the very first time I was in care was in, we lived in Kirkcaldy, but I can't remember the name of the street. And the actual children's home was just round the corner.
Ah, right, okay.
Kind of, Mary Hall Street, I think, actually.
That's okay. We'll go with Kirkcaldy. And if, for whatever reason, any local authorities come back
I've
to us been and say,
I was in and out of care my whole life, so there's all different addresses.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay. And, yeah, just for clarification again, have you ever gone to a civil claims court and took any of these local authorities to court at all?
No.
Okay. Do you have any convictions?
Just when I was a teenager, just dishonesty charges.
Yeah, okay. That is not a problem. Okay, so thank you for clarifying the details. That's everything I've got needed for verification and whatnot. So we're going to go on a little bit of a spiel and just to obviously tell you what's needed from today. If by any means at all you need a break from the phone call, you need me to explain anything, you want to take a pause, it's completely fine. This is all at your pace. This is not my pace. after. It's whatever uh-huh. you're comfortable with.
Aye.
And I'll also tell you how we're going to work as a law firm for yourself. Obviously, explain the scheme to you again. Obviously, and to obviously why I say again, obviously, I know you might have been through this with, you know, your previous law firm. And I'll obviously let you know of our charges as well, obviously, for the back end of things. And then obviously, yeah, if all's going well and you're happy enough, we can do the bigger end of the phone call by obviously going through your care settings and just grabbing a brief statement of what happened to you. Or as I said, you know, if you want to take a break, as I know it can be overwhelming, and you want to do it at a later date, that's completely fine, okay? All right, Lane. So, yeah, I do appreciate that discussion experiences connected to the application can be difficult and upsetting. But as I said, yeah, please take your time during this call. If you need a break, any further explanation, support, or prefer to continue under the time, you just let me know at any time during this call. Before I do go into things, I just want to make sure, do you suffer from any, like, communication difficulties, any vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
No, just anxiety and depression.
Yeah, okay. No, it's not the nicest to go through that. I've been through that myself, and it's not ideal. But yeah, there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Aye.
Okay. So yeah. So as I said, I'm going to explain how the scheme works to you and your options, and how we're going to work as a law firm acting on your behalf. So it is important that you understand all of your options before deciding whether to instruct ourselves. Okay. When it comes to the redress scheme, you are entitled to three options that are applicable to yourself. Option one is that you can apply directly to the Scottish redress scheme yourself without a law firm or a solicitor to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you win or lose your application. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. If you do decide to instruct us, you would be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So being option three, ourselves, our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So that means if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything towards ourselves. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything to ourselves as well. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent on your case and the effort put into it, and also a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 20% of your redress payment, so you will never pay anything more than the agreed capped percentage. So that correct figure is 19.2%, just for your own curiosity. Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we can't guarantee that your application will be successful, or that the level of award that the scheme may award to yourself. But the Scottish redress scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I can explain later during this call.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So at the end of the whole process, there is a statutory waiver that you sign, and what that is basically, if the redress scheme offer is made, we will fully explain to you the statutory waiver before you decide to accept anything. And it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future claims relating to these matters at a later date.
Right.
But you would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding, you know, the whole surrounding around it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I also want to make you aware of that. Yeah, you do have a right to cancel. So if you do decide to proceed with ourselves, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without a charge. If you choose, you can also authorise to begin work immediately whilst the cancellation rights still remain. Okay, so what I'll need from yourself, Lorraine, is I will, whether you have that at hand now, or obviously you can send it through after our phone call, but I do need a proof of identification and proof of address.
Uh-huh.
So do you by any chance have a driver's license or a passport, anything like that?
No, right, on me at the minute. That's, could I get you to phone me the morning and I could have this already?
What was that, sorry?
Could you phone me tomorrow and I could have it all ready?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's completely fine. That's not a problem at all. What I'll do is I can send you the emails through and everything will explain itself then on exactly what we need. But yeah, just before you conclude the phone call, just so I'll tell you what.
Better than me. Trying to race about the new world, you're on the phone. I could have it already the morning.
Yeah, of course, that's completely fine. I can give you a call back in the morning. Yeah, so obviously, just to make you aware as well, in case your other law firm didn't mention it to you, this is all done by an independent panel within the Scottish Government. So it's all done behind closed doors. Yourself or I don't have to attend anywhere, so we don't have to go to court, anything like that. All we'll do as your law firm is we'll update you of when the panel will be looking at your case and also the conclusion to your case as well. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll get a call booked in for tomorrow morning. Is there a specific time that you'd like to book it in for?
About 10, 11 o'clock.
Yep, that's no problem. Do you want to go with 10:30 in the middle?
Aye, that'll be perfect, aye. And I'll keep the dog in the kitchen because he's a nightmare.
That's not a problem at all. I'll give you a call back at 10:30 in the morning, Lorraine.
I'm surprised he actually stayed quiet for so long.
He must be, he must be feeling the heat, maybe. Who knows?
If somebody walks by, he's away barking out the windies.
Yeah, no, I understand. No, that's it. No, that's completely fine, Elaine. As I said, it is at your pace. So I'll give you a call back at after.
It'll be better for me.
Yep, that's not a problem. I look forward to our call then.
I'll speak to you tomorrow then.
Speak to you tomorrow, Elaine. Thank you very much for your time
so far. Have a good day.
You too, thank you.
Bye.
Bye now, bye.